Hey everyone, Laura Bennett here, and welcome back to Overthinking Detox. You know that feeling when your mind feels like a runaway train, barreling down the tracks of worry and negativity? We've all been there, right? It's like those pesky thoughts just have a life of their own, swirling around in our heads like a chaotic storm. But what if I told you there's a way to actually tame that mental whirlwind? That's what we're diving into today. Powerful reframing techniques to turn those negative thought patterns around and cultivate a more peaceful, positive mind. Think about it, our brains are incredible things, but they can also be a bit dramatic sometimes. They love to jump to conclusions, magnify problems, and play the what-if game until we're left feeling completely overwhelmed. But here's the thing. Those thoughts aren't always facts. They're just interpretations, often based on old beliefs or past experiences that might not even apply anymore. That's where reframing comes in. It's like hitting the reset button on your brain. Instead of letting those negative thoughts take over, we learn to challenge them, look at them from a different angle, and ultimately, choose a more positive and empowering perspective. Ready to unlock the power of reframing? Here are 5 key takeaways to get you started. 1. Become aware. The first step is simply noticing those negative thoughts as they arise. Pay attention to your inner voice. What kind of stories are you telling yourself? Are they based on facts or just assumptions? Once you become aware, you can start to break free from their grip. It's like catching a thought before it spirals out of control. 2. Challenge the negative. Don't just accept those thoughts as truth. Ask yourself, is this really true? What evidence do I have to support this? Often, you'll find that your negative thoughts are based on assumptions or distorted perceptions. 3. Look for the positive. Even in difficult situations, there's usually something positive to be found. It might be a small victory, a lesson learned, or even just the opportunity for growth. Practice focusing on the good things, no matter how small they may seem. Remember, our brains are wired to focus on the negative. We have to consciously make an effort to shift that balance. 4. Reframe your language. The words we use can have a powerful impact on our thoughts and feelings. Instead of saying, I can't do this, try this is challenging, but I'm going to give it my best shot. Small changes in language can make a big difference in your mindset. 5. Practice self-compassion. Be kind to yourself. Everyone has negative thoughts from time to time. It's normal. Don't beat yourself up for having them. Instead, acknowledge them, reframe them, and move on. Treat yourself with the same kindness and understanding you would offer a friend going through a tough time. Ever get caught in that cycle of overthinking, where your mind just keeps replaying the same negative scenario? Like, ugh, what if I messed up that presentation, or why did I say that embarrassing thing? It's like watching a movie you can't fast forward through. Well, let me tell you about this time when I totally bombed a karaoke night. I was belting out my favorite song, Think Mariah Carey, levels of enthusiasm, and halfway through, the music stopped. Turns out, there was a technical glitch. The whole room went silent, and I just stood there, microphone in hand, like a deer caught in headlights. Naturally, I started replaying that moment over and over in my head. Why did this happen? Why me? Everyone must think I'm so awkward. But then, I took a deep breath, reframed the situation, and decided to laugh it off. You know what happened? The crowd roared with laughter, and we all had a good time. It turned into one of those remember that crazy night moments. See, by reframing that experience from a negative to a funny story, I not only diffused the awkwardness but also created a positive memory. So remember, life is full of twists and turns, unexpected challenges, and even those cringe-worthy moments. But instead of letting negativity take over, use reframing techniques to turn those setbacks into opportunities for growth, laughter, and ultimately, a more peaceful and fulfilling life. Ready to put these strategies into action? Start by noticing those negative thoughts and consciously challenging them. Look for the good in every situation, practice self-compassion, and remember, you have the power to choose your perspective. That's it for today's episode of Overthinking Detox. I hope this has given you some practical tools to help quiet that mental chatter and embrace a more positive mindset. Don't forget to share this episode with a friend who might need a little mental detox, leave a review if you enjoyed it, and join the conversation on social media. See you in the next episode.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, Tap that review button if this show brightens your day.